You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For that open thank you to Jake Murren for joining us on a 92.3 The Fan Football Friday and an F Off Friday, doing the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel thing, and of course producing us as well, Michael Markotch, the Ginger Saint of Cleveland sports. I'm just trying to brand him a little bit.
That's pretty good. The Ginger Saint of Cleveland sports.
It's a lot of words. I don't know what it means.
Some people get the big weej.
Yep.
Other people get like awesome ones like the Ginger. That's pretty good.
I hope he likes it. That's my gift to you, Michael. Cross another $25 off the list that I don't have to spend on somebody because I gave him a nickname. How you doing, JP?
That's worth more than $25. How are you? Yeah, that sucks. You missed the second half of what turned out to be. That might be game of the year.
Yeah.
Legitimately,
right.
Game of the year.
I would like to point out that when I went to bed, I was like, this game is close in score only. The Rams are going to run away with this in the second half because it's not even close. Every time the Rams offense had the ball, it was precision the way they just dissected the Seattle defense. And I was right. If the game ended with 9 minutes to go.
Yeah, and then the Rams punted four times in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden Sam Darnold, although Sam Darnold still had some ridiculously awful sacks and important parts of that game. I'm not going to let that go.
And the referees might have had Seattle. The referees might have had a little hand in there.
You're talking about the two-point conversion?
And by the way, it wasn't the referees. It was New York.
I mean, that's the call. That is the correct call.
No, it's not. I don't believe it was a forward pass. I think that's a stupid call. The way that transpired is stupid.
I mean, the way it transpired is stupid. Yes, but as of right now, until they fix the loophole, that was by the book. Yeah, it's okay. Just, I agree with you. It's dumb. It wasn't a good throw. You threw it right to the defender. The defender blocked it. It should have been the end of the 2-point conversion, and that should have been it.
But
it wasn't.
How do you decipher it's a backwards pass, given where the defender was, which was, I'll be honest with you, I don't think the defender was that far off the line of scrimmage.
He was though.
I disagree.
Well, I saw the replay 75 times because it's the only thing.
I saw
it 76
times.
You went to sleep. You didn't see it as many times
because everyone watching that game, I knew you were going to see it 75 times, and I thought I'm going to one-up this bastard. Saw that replay
like a million times in that because everyone was so confused as to what the hell was actually going on. Everyone was like, wait a second. This isn't just they missed. It's an obvious miss. In fact, I texted my buddy immediately. It was like, dumb play call is what I said. And I thought that was it.
I'd also like to point out, when did the whistle get blown?
Well, so that's the other side of this, is that I can't remember what Seattle player it was. He just walks on over and picks it up.
Yeah.
And he was just, I think he was just,
Charbonneau?
Charbonnet, yeah. I think it was.
Yeah, Chardonnay. Farniente.
All right, I'm done making the point.
No, make the point.
No, I'm not making the point.
Make the point.
I think he was just being nice to the refs.
I think you're right.
That's all it was. Like, oh, but like. ball's on the ground, I'll pick it up. Somebody has to. It's like me picking up Mitch's garbage here in the station because he's gone now. He leaves an Amazon box right down here. Who else is going to pick it up? I got to pick it up. I got to break it down. I got to put it in the trash because who else is going to do that?
He finally really became a member of that show. Like, Mitch was the least messy member of that show.
Yeah, well, we know it. Okay, it has Mitch's name on it. It really was probably Lima or Ken that just threw it on the ground.
That sounds about right.
Acting as if the janitor would have to pick it up or something like that, as if we don't have other shows at the station.
Yeah, well, no. They're the only one that matters.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, the Ken Carmen show.
By the way, great move by Mitch. Today's Mitch's last day, and he definitely did the, I'm going to get you presents because you then won't get me presents, and I'll look better at the end of the day.
That's smart.
That was the move. I mean, tell me that wasn't
well
the move.
Played. To get back to the Seattle thing real quick, I don't like that the referees called it. No one actually had a problem with anything, like, on the field. Nobody really raised their eye, their like, ire here, and then someone in New York was like, that's a good two-point conversion. Like, was it Dr. Vinny Boombatz?
Was it Tony Soprano? Was that what it was?
I'll be honest with you. They just said the call came from New York. I don't know who it was.
That's where the replay center
but
is,
doing
Nick.
A little bit of loan sharking. I'm just telling you, very convenient call.
Are you in waste management or are you in the replay center in New York? I don't know.
Listen, what I do is my business and it's not your business, JP. Okay?
It is funny. You know, I was thinking about this the other day about, like, if somebody was interrupting as I'm trying to watch, like, a football game and trying to, like, ask about the rules or something. Like one of the realities is that none of us really know what the rules are anyway in the NFL these days. No. They change these things so often. Like, I watch more football than I could ever possibly imagine in life. And even I'm like, wait, that's the rule in that instance? I think that's the rule. Sure, that's the rule. And then we all collectively are like, all right, the replay center says that's the rule. That's the rule. I thought for 4 minutes, I'm like, there's no way this can be converted into them getting the 2 points.
Who's the lead official yesterday?
Oh, no idea.
Hey, Sean Hockley, I got your dog right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You want to see a little Pepe again? Yeah. I think it sounds like a pretty good 2-point conversion for me.
Yeah. And then I'm
infuriated.
Why are you infuriated?
Because the Seahawks had no business winning that game.
Well, and now we have a Sam Darnold with back-to-back 12-plus winning seasons, which has never happened in NFL history before.
It's going to be so funny.
Tom Brady never won. Wait, I'm sorry. Back-to-back with two different teams. I need to make that clarification, obviously.
It's going to be funny when, no matter whether the one seed, the two, who cares what seed? When Seattle loses their first playoff game this year, it's only going to get funnier.
Because, well, then your idea that he just melts down this time of the year is going to end up being true.
Yeah. Yeah. He was melting down until he didn't.
Until he marched a 15-plus point comeback.
I think he and J.J. McCarthy are very similar fellas.
First time in Seahawks history. Man, I really took in a lot of Seahawks fun facts last night, didn't I?
Physically talented, mentally a little not there, but they are gamers.
Who was the comp?
J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, I thought you might have said Baker at first.
I would never disrespect Baker Mayfield that way.
Oh, sure, okay.
Baker Reagan, man?
Yeah.
Reagan. Banner start to the show today.
Reagan. Baker Reagan. See, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
You want to know how he got the middle name Reagan?
Ronald Reagan?
He was born in Texas in like the 90s. That's how that happened.
They
were staunch conservatives.
Yeah.
That's exactly how that went down.
Baker Bush Mayfield would have been a little tougher there.
Baker Bush Jr.
I would then go the three names. If I was Baker Bush.
Yeah.
All right, Baker Bush, you, what do you got there?
Baker Bush?
Yeah.
What a ridiculous name. You got no chance if your name is Baker Bush.
What if it was Baker Herbert Walker Bush?
There we go. Now we're
Mayfield.
Talking. Now we're talking.
And my sister gave, I don't remember which one. I think it was my oldest niece.
Yeah.
Four names. Like, right? So she gave her.
Is there like a dash in the middle somewhere? Or no,
there's no dash. There's just, we got a first name, two middle names, and a last name. And I was like, that's one too many names. I think she's trying to average it out because my grandparents are from Hungary and they don't do middle names over there. At least they didn't in that generation. They were so poor they couldn't afford a middle name.
Yeah.
My mom does not have a middle name.
This doesn't have one.
Neither does either of my uncles.
Do you like your middle name?
Because there's all.
Isn't it Vincent? Vincent's your middle name?
Yes, it is. Hey.
I never liked my middle name. But as I've gotten older, I like the idea that it can be Jonathan W. Peterlin. My middle name is Wesley. And growing up, it was like Wesley Snipes, and that was it. Like, there was not.
Wesley,
like, it wasn't,
from Princess Bride.
Yeah, it wasn't a great name,
Farm
all
boy.
Things considered. And like, it's. But now as I got older, I like the Jonathan W. It's kind of like a George W. thing. It just kind of, it sounds a little regal.
Now, with all this, We do have an update on Wyatt Teller. Obviously, Wyatt's missed the last couple games. In the San Francisco game, he was juggling playing time with Tevin Jenkins. And
Bozo the Clown there.
I did. Wyatt's not Bozo. There's a couple Bozos over there, though. I don't know who they are, though. They got to be clowns there, right? We got magicians here. Now, this being said, remember, there was the timeshare with Tevin Jenkins, mm-hmm. where after the game, Wyatt said it was performance-related. Kevin Stefanski fibbed and said, no. It was injury-related. Well, today, Kevin Stefanski was asked about Wyatt Teller's status for Sunday.
Need to see really how we come out of it the next 48.
You anticipate rotation?
Yes, but need to see how we do the next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
48 hours.
That's great. Thank you for listening to us, Browns. Hey, that whole Wyatt Teller timeshare with Tevin Jenkins upset everyone in Cleveland. Glad we're getting back to it.
And this part, they didn't even say it's like we're rotating with Tevin Jenkins. They don't even know who he's going to be rotating with. They just know that they want to rotate him.
It's not going to be Garrett Dellinger. No, he's off to Tennessee. No.
Yeah, because they fumbled that in such a ridiculous way. It's got to be so frustrating. And I hope Wyatt, after the game goes off, if they do end up doing the rotation that Stefanski alluded to, it makes no sense. Why in a contract year are going to treat a guy this way?
Yeah, and I'm just going to tell you this. I do put this one on Kevin, and I put it smack dab on Kevin. I don't know. I don't think that Wyatt does. I think a lot of guys over there think that the timeshare and some of the stuff, that it's coming from the front office. Here's the thing. If your head coach had a set on him, this wouldn't be happening.
I mean, he's got to step in and at least go to bat for his guys. And understand what is going around with Wyatt. Understand the amount of money that he's playing for. Understand how important. I know the remaining three games aren't the most important thing in the world. But for guys like Wyatt, they are. Like getting that good PFF grade, getting that good tape, getting all that stuff, it matters for what his future contracts are going to be.
Also, you cannot tell me whether it's Tevin Jenkins, Garrett Dellinger, may he rest in Tennessee, or Skippy Longstocking. I mean, they just signed to be the backup center/guard.
Yeah, they're not going
to
be on the team next year.
Well, but you can't tell me they're better than Wyatt Teller.
They're definitely not.
You can't. One-legged Wyatt. I could have a gator come up and bite one of those dudes' legs off, and you can't tell me one of these slappies are better than Wyatt Teller. And at some point, you know what it is? This is punishment. That's what this feels like. It feels like Wyatt said something they didn't like. He said the truth, which was, mm-hmm. I'm being platooned because of my performance. That's what I've been told. And then he didn't follow Coach Kevy's word to a T, And all of a sudden, we're playing with Wyatt's career. I think it's low class. I think it's beneath them. And that there's not a lot beneath the Cleveland Browns over what we've seen the last 25 years. This is beneath them. Every time we bring it up, it really upsets
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it should. I was hoping we'd raised enough of a stink about it that by the time that Wyatt came back, he'd be able to play the whole game and he'd be able to have the remaining three games. Hell, I thought he was going to come back last week, if we're being honest about it. But clearly, they don't. I mean, again, they've never cared what anyone, as far as the fan outrage is. But like, they're not treating him the right way here. Well, and it's very bothersome to me.
Here's the thing. I refuse to believe the guys in that locker room like this either.
How could they? They're seeing the best player, one of the better players, not be able to play. And for what?
Because we got to see what we have in Isaiah McGuire. That's a real guy that's on the team. I was trying to make up a name, and I ended up naming a real Browns player. It's whatever schlub they just signed to be on the practice squad that they'll elevate on Sunday. Or maybe we'll get Zach Zinter. Which at some point, guys, you have your answer on Zach Zinter. If he cannot, and this is not I don't have a problem with Zach, other than the fact that they've clearly kept him on the roster at the expense of other places, knowing he can't play. Just knowing flat out Zach Zinter is not an NFL offensive lineman, I know, because they would have played him at some point. Why are you protecting this guy? So if Zach Zinter's the guy, with all due respect to Zach, because he is apparently a really classy dude, people in Michigan, although this no longer really carries water, people in Michigan say he was the heart and soul of that championship team with love and respect. It's not about the human being that is Zach Zinter. It's about the player and the fact he's not been able to be out there. So you're going to do a timeshare with Wyatt Teller in a game. You need all hands on deck on just to maybe keep it within the chance of keeping it within the within the 10.5 points Vegas has given you.
And I can hear what a lot of listeners out there are thinking to themselves. Jonathan, Nick, you guys are just doing this so Shador's got a better offensive line and he's got a better chance. Well, yeah, that is part of it. But also, how about Quinshon Judkins, too? The idea that Judkins has been hit on 50% of his runs behind the line of scrimmage probably tell you need to put the best offensive line imaginable out there. Maybe you don't put your running back in position to get killed. Maybe give him a chance to, do what Travion Henderson just did last week against this Bills team where he went for 150 and two touchdowns.
In which way, I think this is what's interesting, is when I go to what gives the Browns the best chance to win on Sunday, it's playing Wyatt Teller all game. And let's just assume he's healthy enough to do it because he was healthy enough to do it against San Francisco. So that's one feather in the cap of playing Wyatt Teller all game. Let's go to the second one. All right. Well, what's better for the young rookie quarterback or the young? Okay. It's playing Wyatt Teller.
Yeah.
What's better for that locker room? What do you think the locker room will respect more? Oh, is it playing Wyatt Teller? Yeah. Okay. So
every,
that one's
every
that.
Road
what
leads
do fans want to see? Yeah. Oh, is it Wyatt Teller too? Oh, so who in the hell wants to see somebody that isn't Wyatt Teller at right guard? And oh, by the way, you're trying to evaluate Luke Whipler, who again, he's a 6th-round pick. I hope he ends up being something because he's an Ohio State kid and he seems, again, like they drafted another good dude up front. But like, if you want to give Luke Whipler the best chance to succeed, you play the best guy on the field.
And it's not like
who is it benefiting?
It's not like you're without a lot of a lack of talent in the offensive line already. KT Levinson is still going to be out there on the right side. Cam Robinson will still be there on the left side. You have enough people that will make sure that your quarterback gets killed and your running back still has barely a chance. But you have to at least give them an opportunity with the guard-center-guard combo. At least give them a chance.
And to people who say Wyatt isn't what he once was, you can say that if you want. You can't say he's not their best offensive lineman. You can't. And honestly, the interior part of the offensive line was rough early in the season, and they figured it out. The problems in the middle of the season had been the tackle position. And in the San Francisco game, Wyatt graded out as the best offensive lineman in the San Fran game. So what leg do you have to stand on other than, I love this. By the way, tape, if you say, well, I see it on tape. For a lot of social media and a lot of sports media, it does tend to be, and I know I'm saying this, and just real clear, I'm saying this, like, watch the tape on Shador Sanders, you actually do see some of the big plays there, but for, like, offensive linemen specifically, if you don't want to give PFF their flowers, and you don't want to do this, you want to just say watch the tape.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. I'm infuriated for Wyatt, because there's no way he's looking at this and saying this is fair. There's no way the players are looking at this and saying that it's fair. It speaks to what they are right now. And this Browns team with Stefanski, this is who you've become. I'm going to say disgusting, but it's borderline. It's just egregious.
216-474-0092. What's your take on the latest development on Wyatt Teller, that he's still stuck in a timeshare? We got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We do have Sam Bruckhaus, Sumer Sports, coming up at 3:20. We'll talk a little Shador with him and the Browns' chances against Buffalo on Sunday. Danny Cunningham, Locked On Cavs at 4 o'clock. Cavs are bad. We'll get to that, too. Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 o'clock, the playoff eliminator. We're going to start that coming up at 6:20 today. But loaded show, 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Want to hear from you guys there in the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat. Make sure, if you're on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube stream, give us a like. Make sure to give a follow to 92.3thefan.com's YouTube channel. Why are the Browns insisting on the Wyatt Teller rotation? Are you buying the company line? And if so, why? And are you worried about Kevin Stefanski on Sunday? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.